You can't tell me because I know God has made his presence known to you in your life. Now, if God will make his presence known to us individually in our lives, we know he's present in our lives. We know it happens because he wanted it to happen. And we suffer. And we still remain at peace inside. We suffer and we still remain connected in our hearts. Because we're so convinced that my God knows my suffering. And he loves me. So I need to experience this. And death is to come behind me. We have just so many that no matter how bad times get, your son, how it is, country, fill your faith. And you have the love and faith from God for coming. You bet. You don't have a heart attack. You keep mom. Maybe in the same spirit. Go rolling again, go to the room, stop listening to something like in the rain, in the same spirit. So happy as the sun gets busy. You know he's fallen dead. His is the death. And God's presence in your life. If God will be present like that in the life of us individually, if a whole people is taken out of their original life, are separated from what God intended to be that life, their original life is what he wants for all of us. That being the original human innocence, the original beauty of the human being, that innocence, that love, that tenderness, and be kind of a new baby. If anybody, what people, whole people think of from that, uprooted from that culture, that's ours, but their human nature that God contains in it. They still don't believe there's a God. And they believe there's a God of law and justice. Yeah. Maybe the world has changed their belief. But what do you think of this God? Because they see the microphone being cut, killed, fall. Being cut, killed. And they see he's the right thing to do. Yeah, he's the right thing. Still, he's in trouble. Now, we call God the front of me. Do you think they're going to answer or not?
They will get an answer.
Because they believe that still in their heart, right that they is a God. And they don't know the right God. They don't know how to feed God. They don't know how to define God. Or ask God in their mind of him. They don't know. All they know is that he was told that the things of God. So when they call on white things, God is going to answer them. See, God is not small like we are. Somebody is dying, tying stuff and calling on you. You need to call me. Show them a feeling. Drop it. Oh, my name is Jack. God is not there. God knows who he knows who calls, and God knows whether he calls him or not. And I'm getting to say, feel, wrath, listen to law, get out of your mind. They can say, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They can say, what they want to say. God knows who's called and who they call us. God is not So here, all these in faith, they don't know where it came from. Men and children came from Islamic life, Muslim parents. From my city.
That's right.
That was going to be in Africa. All we know is that the people that we have come now, they say God is Jesus Christ.
Right.
But they're all in love with Jesus. Please, don't.
I read a story in a little book by a German right now. I believe he's a German. And the title of the book was The People Who Walked in the Dark. I've seen the light.
Yes, sir.
A woman in from Christianity, or from the church. And he records in this book that there was a slave back in slavery, the days of our enslavement. Her name is Julia. And he said, this Julia said to her boss, that she was obviously not pleased to go along with that being. And she said, you all look like God in faith, but I have the devil in your heart.
Now, what was her reference for God? Her reference for God ain't for him. So that's why she said, you all look like God in faith. Yes, she had seen the picture of Jesus Christ right now. It looks just like that. Because you say, you all look like God is saying, you look like Jesus. Jesus is the God. You look like Jesus is the face of me, that's the devil in your heart. If you can accept what I'm telling you now, you will go around with this big burden on your mind. You can be free. Why can't you continue to talk to yourself? Have to think that some picture that he has in your mind is God.
Yeah.
And have to come giving you a good benefit from a man like me. Because I don't approve of that picture you have in your mind. Why are you talking to yourself? God is saying the picture.
That's right.
God is not a picture.
That's right.
God is the reality behind all pictures. Oh, really? That's what the people know. Of this. Of the book. And I read that book. Of God made no image. Neither in the heaven nor in the earth. That's what it's called. Because we don't need any image. It is the a lot of you guys, I won't complete this, and I'll stop. I see this really an agent to testify. And you know, we can stop testifying any time the Spirit says. Anyway. You just stop when I know you're testimony. Yes, God says to us, all you who believe, that's how you know from people they call, you know the people, you know the language. Who? Yeah, you have to be an answer. Who and the principle? Well, as equal now. All you who believe, save your own self and your family from the hellfire, or from the fire of sin. Now, everything only those who trust me follow that and accept it. The whatever you have in your mind, it must have a reference in scripture that came before.
Right.
All you who believe, save yourself. It didn't say call on a Savior.
Alright.
And your family.
From hellfire. Or from fire of sin.
In the Bible, it is said that Christ Jesus was responsible for someone being saved. But look what he said to that person. He said, go on.
Meaning you free now from your problem.
Your faith has saved
you.
That's what he said.
Right.
Your faith has saved you. He didn't say any great magic power from him, did he? The magic power was in your own soul. The magic power was the power of that soul to be innocent. And want to be wondering, and to love God and love himself. That the trumpet was to them at that time from Jesus Christ. He did one man. And they take your faith and faith. So if my faith saves me, then it's something in me that is the cause of me having salvation.
Yeah.
Right. No soul can have salvation until change comes
right.
in the heart.
Right.
When change comes in the heart, the right thing is you have salvation.
Right. In this part, my mom said, God said to us, you will have no change for the better. Until you have a change in your own heart or in your own soul.
That God will not change the day or week until they change
what is following their own heart of soul. That is right with you. That is right with you all. Next time. Man, you're right, we're wrong. Man, be left to me, huh? I don't know, I can't even talk about it. Man, you're right, we're
wrong. Man, you're holding it. God will not change for the bottom of your people. How can you write the rule that he has put in until they change for the bottom of their own soul or your own conscience, but your deep conscience. This has moved into the deep part, meaning that conscience is the deep in there. Not the subtle one. Not the one that dealing with these battles all the time, these petty things. But it's the one that is deep. Like when something hits you real hard, you go deep, you feel it deep.
Right.
You feel it in the depth. Well, we shut that out. Of our conscience that we don't want to deal with. But the soul records everything. You can't shut things out of the soul. You can shut it out of here,
but it's going deep down in here. And it stays there. And the right thing happens, brings it up.
Well, you know, we're doing these things against our own good future, against our own good life. Something down in here lets us know it's not right. It will make you uncomfortable at heart. It will remind you,
not the way, not right, you know.
And we're checking on top. It's deep, it's deep, it's deep, but every now and then. When you're not so busy, it'll make it present enough. But that's what God means. You have to have a change. You have to have a change of heart. A change of heart that comes from something deep in you.
Yes.
into one shed. And then you have a change like that, God comes into your life. That's the same as having an honest repentance. An honest repentance. Then God comes into your life. We as a people, we're not the same that we used to be.
That's right.
We used to have as our most important interest, and I mean the leaders kept us aware of this, church leaders, all our leaders, they kept us aware of the most important interest. We used to have as our main interest the improvement of our race, the improvement of our race, progress for the whole. God has come this bad time and bad circumstances into better times and better circumstances so that we have a better life. That was the main interest in the hearts and minds of our people. But after the 60s, their baby is gone, the law is killed. This position of government is changing. More power working on our side. We started to celebrate the other time. And got so caught up in the celebration of the other time. Marvelous, laughing, making funny, and fun. That's all of the and forgot the main end. They gave them shelter, small minded,
yes.
And then the shelter. So the race is drawing us. Have taken ourselves out of the promised land.
Right.
Off the road to the promised land.
Right.
But there are few faithful ones still in religion, still in Christianity, still in Islam.
Yes.
But then that the Christians lost the majority of their living ones. We have lost the majority of our living ones. You're not a walking dead. Yes! We only have a few. We just have a few. And you know what that. We just have a few. That is held on, still know that this is happening to us to bring us down. And then lift us up in the gospel. I remember seeing the pictures when I was a boy. Later in my studies, I ran across the same picture as a man. It was a newspaper picture. And I saw the picture in the book later. And the picture is a picture of a slave on the slave ship. And he's sitting down. And change about his head. Change about his head. Now, why would change be on his head of the face? Why would such a captain be in a newspaper? A slave that changed about his head. He can't run with his head. Change won't be about his feet. Run with his feet. You can't hit anybody or work on the opening the lock with his head, except his feet. So the chains are on his head, on his arm. His hands are changed. And his feet are shot, his legs are shot. But probably got changed if I was in here. What did they say? We ran into him, and the change that we really want to have on him. I'm not going to be the change of his physical body. I'm going to be the change of his mind. We're going to put this mind on the rock. And the condition is that. Now, the condition had to come from one of the bad doers. The condition could have come from one of the good doers among them. And just wanted to show what they're doing to us. They took up the worst thing they're doing is not bringing people physically and putting them physically into bondage. But the worst thing they're doing is bringing those people to America to put chains on their minds, to enslave their minds, so that they won't be able to do anything for themselves to conserve others. Won't we take the chains off their feet and off their head, and off their hands? We can speak at bottom, but they will still be higher in slavery than us. And that's what we are. If you don't see your own beauty, if you don't cherish your own identity, and if you don't understand that identity to be given to you by God, and you don't know how to change your identity back to itself. And know that your identity is not your physical picture. But your identity is your human quality. They make you a true man, a true woman, a true person, and situate you to make progress in a real world. It lifts you up above the ape. It lifts you up above the beast of the forest. It lifts you up above other human beings who live like animals but are not conscious of their own creation. If you're not in that, you are still a slave. The real faith and enslavement is the enslavement of the mind.
Right?
Mr. Farrar, how did he identify this problem? As the mentally dead. Mentally dead.
That's right.
And he spoke of what his work that he was doing. And the work to resurrect a brand new life to the midst of the day. This work is not finished. Long will it be finished.
Right.
We who know the light. Know the difference between the mentally dead and the living.
Right.
We are responsible, as for our sins, for the duty of a civilized man. To keep coming away to the uncivilized.
Right.
So we are not true. They all followed the goal. And did away with it. That's your way of hiding. But you're responsible. And justifying your bad, intelligent, and unbosomous of the age.
That's
how you justify. Shame on you.
Yeah.
That's not going to help you a big
question, man.
Yes, I want to see all of us free, but not free to spoil our lives, free to do more good for our lives, and be responsible. I can't accept more responsibility myself for our lives. The thing that you've done with the freedom that I'm responsible for opening up to the power of the Lord God. It's what the bad part did when the freedom came to them. The emancipation from me.
Right.
Freedom came to them, it was free to talk. Free to spend every weekend. Working to take a little money and spend it on free and free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what they did. Well, you know what? Abraham Lincoln, he did this. He told them, nothing matters now. Stand in line, do what we want to do. Free. Free. Freedom for human beings is never the freedom, the limited freedom that you give an animal. If you have them on a leash. Or if you have locked up in a doghouse. Or a pigeon, or a bird, or a cage. When you free him for physical movement. But when you free a human being, you free that human being for mental movement. Mental movement. So when you're free, that's the time for you to do more thinking. And to do more planning for your own future. Anytime you say I'm free, not even on any 90 days in my heart. Ready to visit you, or if I'm calling a father, as a dad, I'm going to the movie, if you get time to do it on that. I'm free now. I'm going to the movie, go to college. I've been smoking all the way. I'm not going to leave you, baby. I'll be kissing you. So your freedom is the freedom of ass. That's no more the freedom of the animal. The freedom of the animal. Well, I can eat over there. I can go over there. I can eat all this grass. I can go there.
Jacked up your religion.
And no enforcement, no law enforcement, nobody could put a leash around his neck, hollering, and leaping, and holding his guy in the neck like a hammer. And walking around where he had to go. He said, "Steve, sit down. Watch the house while I'm gone." Don't have a feeling like that.
He's so hungry.
It hangs out with other dogs. All day long, all around.
That's the animal.
Yeah. Not what he was.
Your life is your intelligence. Can't your intelligence away? You're dead after this thing.
The world of science and medicine tells you that. If they pronounce you dead, your body is still there now. Well, why would they pronounce you dead? Because the brain is gone. There's no responsibility for the brain, so they say the person deserves to be dead. Now, if you want to be more like a corpse, then you just have to do it.